Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Opel Crossland. Beauty isn't scared of life.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Because of level 5 restrictions, many retailers around the country have been closed since Christmas, and those open can only sell essential items. But there has been ongoing criticism of some larger retailers that are perhaps not enforcing the rules strongly enough. Our reporter Brian O'Connell has been investigating this for us. And Brian, the list of items that can be sold, allowed to be sold, it's fairly clear, isn't it?
It is fairly clear, Claire, and good morning. These rules were published in October. They were updated this month. Firstly, any retailers who have mixed retail offerings, they have to separate essential and non-essential areas. So, for example, if you have food and clothing in your shop, you need to separate the clothing out. The list is on the gov.ie site. And as we know, the latest edition were children's shoes, but generally you're speaking about fashion, toys, books. They wouldn't be considered essential items. Now, the issue here is that I have found several larger shops yesterday, and not only are goods not being separated, but there's very little preventing someone from buying certain non-essential items. And I went along to these stores with retailers who have been forced to close under level 5, and I suppose that really is the kicker with this. Many retailers I spoke to said actually they believe all shops should be open, but I suppose the fact is they're not, and they felt there's an inherent unfairness here in people being able to browse and to buy non-essential items in some larger shops while many of the smaller independent shops are closed and their staff are at home.
Okay, interesting to take the smaller retail owners in with you to have a look at what was going on. So where did you go first, Brian, and who was with you?
I was with John Joyce. The Joyce family have been in business for 70 years in Cork City, a fantastic traditional arts, crafts, toys and bookshop. They've been closed since Christmas. They can't sell children's books, even those that may be on primary school recommended lists. They can't sell toys, jigsaws, arts and crafts. But from his closed shop on Princess Street in Cork City, we walked a couple of hundred yards to where Eason's are open on Patrick Street, and we could buy most of the items that he couldn't sell. For example, children's books, we could buy jigsaws, some toys and arts and crafts. Now, I suppose John Joyce is not saying that there's anything wrong with this per se, but he believes there should be a level playing field for all retailers, and that's essentially the issue he had. Now, we also went into Deals, which is a large retailer, and I suppose in fairness to Eason's, they had some attempts to segregate items in their store, but Deals, I'm afraid, didn't in the Queen's Old Castle. They were selling everything from toys to books to clothing. There was no evidence that I could see of any attempt to segregate the items from essential ones, and it was very, very busy in Deals. I had a chat with John Joyce just after we came back, Claire, from visiting both of these shops, and he pointed out that if he wanted, he could probably open his own shop.
I have some items that would be used in an office, be it paper, be it pens, be it diaries, be it journals.
So if you wanted to be cute about it, you could put them out in the window and open the door?
Well, would that be in the spirit of the thing? That's the question we asked ourselves.
And yet you and I have just been in Eason's, where absolutely, there were some office supplies for sale, but there were jigsaws, there were books, there were children's books.
That's a huge issue, you know, what is classified as essential and non-essential, and where there is a mix of non-essential and essential products, where do you create the split?
But isn't the issue that people, and we saw people buying greeting cards, buying books in Eason's, and they can't walk a couple of hundred yards down the road and buy them from you?
We tried to steer our own ship. We tried to observe the regulations as they were, but we should all adhere to and try to maintain the spirit of the regulation. And I think that there should have been perhaps a more definitive definition of what was essential and non-essential.
I know you don't want to focus too much on shops that we've seen that are open, but it must be frustrating on some level.
I found the past 3 months extremely difficult. We're in the midst of a pandemic. We all have to be careful. But I think there should be a common playing area for everybody where the rules are the same. It's as if you go out and play a soccer match or a rugby match. Both teams know the rules and they're able to obey the rules. But if you can use the analogy of a football match, you know, why can one team pick players and another team can't?
So a level playing field, that's what John Joyce is asking for, Brian. And you went into Dunn Stores with another retailer. So tell us what you saw there and what caused him to question how fair it all is.
Well, businessman Paul Gallagher owns franchises for a number of shoe brands in Ireland, and he's on the board of Retail Excellence Ireland. Now, aside from online orders, he is closed as well, although actually he can open for children's footwear appointments following that change. So we went into Dunn Stores on Patrick Street in Cork City. And again, there were some attempts to separate the essential and non-essential, but we could see shoppers were browsing in the non-essential areas. Some were buying jeans, cushions for chairs, general clothing. We had a chat after our visit.
I mean, in fairness, they had certain sections sectioned off and so on and so forth, but I think there's maybe a blurring of the lines. I think some of that could be down to government directives, and I think the essential has been a little bit blurred and lacking in clarity. You know, I don't 100% blame Dunn's or any other large company. I think a lot of them, what they're doing is out of frustration at the failure of government to follow WHO directives regarding retail. Retail is open in Australia and New Zealand for the last 6 months. It's proven to be not a major hub of COVID transmissions.
And today in your shop, you have a number of employees here and they're processing online orders.
They're processing online orders.
You have children's shoes in the corner.
We have children's shoes.
So a couple of weeks ago, you couldn't sell them.
Yes.
Now you can.
Yeah, and so the government, in their wisdom, had decided that the children of Ireland, their feet were not supposed to grow for about 6 months. No, I'm afraid that doesn't work. It seems the clarity is getting more and more vague on the essential, what's not essential.
Does it not gall you, though? I mean, we've just been in a large store where people were clearly buying non-essential items.
Yeah, I mean, look...
is that not unfair?
There's a certain unfair competition, but it's unfair too that retail is closed. Let's get retail open. They've invested more in health and safety than any other industry, and it's time to go. And I think the frustration for people's health and mental health, I think, is beginning to show.
You've two or three little boys outside waiting to get their shoes.
I better let the guys in. Okay, thank you.
That's Paul Gallagher there, Brian. I know you tried to get a response from the retailers. You'll tell us about that in a moment. But you did speak to another person who's been noticing this happening more and more in recent months. And again, she feels it's making life harder for retailers like her.
Yes, finally, I met with Pam O'Regan from Savile Menswear. In business 40 years, they're beginning to look at online now, but I suppose they pride themselves on in-person customer service. So in recent days, she's been in large shops and chain stores, and I asked her if they were all adhering to the regulations in terms of the essential and non-essential items.
Everybody has seen it and experienced it where you go into the various supermarkets and clothing has been sold, along with other items as well. So it's not a level playing field, which is unfortunate, you know, and we do feel very hard done by. And we've been asking and asking and begging for them to give us back the click and collect, and they're ignoring that. They just will not tolerate it at all. And we feel very strongly about that because we are very, very aware of what goes on. We've been living by the rules and regulations for so long, and we're not going to be doing anything silly or stupid. But we do feel we're a bit forgotten, really. Retail is a bit forgotten. It's down the line.
And the items you're seeing being sold that shouldn't be sold, what are they?
Oh, there's clothing being sold, there's no doubt about it. Yeah, absolutely. How they've got around it, I don't know. They're let do it, they're let get away with it, you know. So we have been lobbying Retail Excellence. Retail Excellence has been lobbying as well.
And I suppose some people might say, look at, fair play to them, they're making money.
Well, yes, I know that's their business, but whereas we're all in this together, you know, we're all in the one boat, blah, 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 but it's not fair. It is not fair, you know. And I've been in certain stores to do grocery shopping, and there's another section where you have a long queue of people queuing and they're buying the clothing articles, you know. But nobody seems to care. Everybody just seems to let it all happen, you know. And then we're here and we're struggling and we're trying to live by the rules, and we are living by the rules and regulations. We spent a lot of money putting in all sanitisation. You know, it's a wee bit of a bitter pill to swallow.
All right, that's Pam there. Just as we're talking, Brian, we're getting a big reaction to this. Siobhan says that the big supermarkets have a complete monopoly on so many items. Siobhan had a baby recently. I got so many beautiful presents from people, but they're all from the same shops because people can't go elsewhere. It's very unfair on so many businesses such as flower shops, children's clothes shops, etc. But the people you spoke to, the retailers there that we heard from, they don't want to be pointing the finger, but it does seem unfair that they're closed and they see that the business that they could be doing, the stock they could be selling, and other other places are selling the same items.
Absolutely, that's the inequity of it. And I did speak to many other business owners who were utterly frustrated but didn't want to go on the record for fear of being accused of being anti-business. And I suppose there is this worry as well, Claire, that customers may form habits and they may not return. I was sent images as well from Supervalue in Dublin last weekend who were selling sun loungers and cushions. Again, that's obviously not in the spirit of Level 5 lockdown. Now, the Department of Enterprise, Trade and Employment have told us the reason the regulations at present are designed is to stop people congregating and browsing. So that's obviously to try and limit the spread of the virus. The enforcement of the regulations is a matter for Gardaí. I did get on to some of the retailers I visited just to see if they had any comment to make. Now, Deals, if you remember, that was the store on just off the Grand Parade in Cork where I didn't see any segregation. In fact, I asked one of the member of staff, could I buy men's clothing? And she pointed me to the back of the shop. They say that they did close off clothing and homewares department with tape, so they did segregate the items, and they say they follow government guidelines and that they've been working very hard to provide an essential service to communities over the past year. Eason said they'd no comment to make. Supervalue said they'd no comment to make, and I haven't been able to get a response from Dunn Stores.
Okay. All right, Brian, as I say, lots of reaction to this. Thank you very much, Brian. A listener says, in one shop I noticed you could buy men's belts, but women's belts were not available. Women's belts are behind the tape in the non-essential part. That's bizarre. It summed it all up for me, says this listener. Almost opposite one supposedly non-essential clothes shop. This person is situated almost opposite that shop. But the off-licence can open as essential. It's an outrage. 51551. Coming up in just a moment, we're going to be speaking to MEP Maria Walsh about the experience she's having with long COVID and the impact it's having on her and her life.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.